We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yutches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yutches Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, once you mention Beishamay and Beis Hillel, we're going to bring in the new machlekes Beishamay and Beis Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, Beishamay Oimrim, Leyimka Odom Chemsel Nochri, Elam Kem Yedeya Boy, Sheyichla Koydim HaPesach. The Rebbe Beishamay. Beishamay says, you're not allowed to sell your chametz to a goy, even before Pesach, unless you know that he's going to eat it up before Pesach. What's the reason? So Rashi and Pesachim explains, because Beis Shammai holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, to get rid of your chametz, is you have to destroy it. If you give it to a goy and he still has it, that's not called destroying it. Destroying it means destroying it that's not even here anymore, not in this world anymore. That's what he holds Tashbisu means, and therefore you can't sell it even to a goy, because the goy will have, the chametz will be kayam, will be around by the goy, and that's no good. It has to be Tashbisu. Kozman is mutter to eat it, you can sell it, and if you sell it, it's out of your resources, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kutach HaBavli, the type of dip that's made with bread, V'chol mine kutach, and any type of dip that's chametz like a dip, also lemko lamed yom kareid on Pesach. You can't sell 30 days before Pesach, why? Because it takes a while for the person to eat it up, because it's only a dip. A dip takes a while to eat up, and therefore, 30 days before Pesach, where you're already chayiv in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, already you can't sell it, and you have to destroy it. And Rashi himself again speaks out that this man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, is going according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, it's not a shayla. You sell it to the guy; it's in the guy's reshus. It's not in your reshus. It's not a problem. It means according to Beis Shammai, you have to get rid of the chametz. So Kutach HaBavli, you have to get rid of. You can't even sell it 30 days before already, because you're scared they'll use it for 30 days. In those 30 days, and it takes a while to use up. And the number 30 has to do with that 30 days already before Pesach starts the chiyuvim from Pesach already. And therefore, with 30 days before Pesach already, you have to destroy it and you can't sell it to a guy. So, to Gemara Vayit, back to Masechta Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Noistin mezoinois lefnei akelev v'chatzer. You could put food in front of a dog in your courtyard. And not like v'yotzer in his kakaloi. If the kelev takes it outside and the rishus rabim, you don't have to worry about it. And we'll explain in a second. Just see one more gemara. Ki yotzer bo yinoistim v'zoinus v'nei anachri v'chatzer. You could put food in front of a goy in the courtyard. Not like v'yotzer in his kakaloi. If he takes it out, it's not your problem. So what was talking about in the sugya? So it's mavuyer in the rishayin and smuyer in Shulchan Aruch. They were talking about the issa of tircha. You now live matriach and to serve food to something that's not your problem. But the Gemara is teaching us that klovim, they don't get enough food, even if they're owned by someone, they don't get enough food from the bialim because they're not made for malacha, and therefore they're always needy for food. And therefore it's rami on you to serve it mezainis. And therefore you're allowed to feed them, you're allowed to do a tircha, feeding them on Shabbos. And not only that, even if they take it out into Shirabim, it's not considered your mice that you sent them to go to Shirabim, it's not a problem. And same thing with a goy, you can serve a goy food, and the goy, even though the goy walks out with the Shirabim, since you didn't hand it to him, you're not allowed to hand it to the goy, but you put it on the floor, and the goy took it, it's not a problem they walked out with Shirabim. And it's also not a problem of feeding him out to Tircha. So if anything about Akasha or Sulamali, why do you need the case, both cases, the goy and the case of the dog? Hainuach, same way kalacha. Maute ma hai romile kelev is romile lazoina, like Rashi says. You have a chiv to give food to it because it doesn't have enough food, a kelev. Even if it's not your dog, but dogs don't have enough food, so it's a mitzvah for you to feed them. Vahai, but a goy la romile, it's not your problem. Kamash below, and you're still allowed to feed the goy. Freik taisvist, okay, so why are you allowed to feed the goy? You find it on yantiv, you can't give mazainas to a goy. So why let he give a guy? Why let him a triach to give a guy food on Shabbos? Tosfos answers that since I read Tosfos v'yesh loymar Tosfos v'maskal noisnim halfway through Tosfos v'yesh loymar kiven the mefarnesim aniyei nachrim im aniyei Yisrael. Since the halacha is they're supposed to give tzedakah to goyim also shem darke shalom. So chosh v'ksas mizaynos of love. Sit a little bit mizaynos of love. Linyan iser tereach legavi iser tircha shus derabanan. Legavi this derabanan. It's considered a little bit of darkish shalom, considered a little bit of your chiyav mezainis, and therefore you are allowed to feed the goy on Shabbos. So the Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yaska Odom Kelov Lenochri Be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to rent something to a goy on Erev Shabbos, Papadalavahei is mutter, but on Wednesday or Thursday it's mutter. Now what's this isser? Why can you rent something to a goy on Erev Shabbos? So Rashi says, Lasis ben malach b'Erev Shabbos, Nidrish meskula etzarech Shabbos. It looks like you're renting it to him for Shabbos. Okay, so what? Taisa speaks out, don't say it's Shvisas Kalim, we don't pass like Beshamai. So what's the problem? And also more, he asks, that if it's Shvisas Kalim problem, that even a Wednesday and Thursday wouldn't be mutter. So why can't you rent something to a goy Erev Shabbos? So Taisa says, because it looks like I'm taking Schar Shabbos. It looks like I'm taking Schar Shabbos if I rented them right before Shabbos. So for example, come out from this Gemara, that you can't rent a car to a goy Erev Shabbos. It looks like you're renting him for Shabbos. But Lalach Lamais, you are allowed to rent a car to a goy, because Merbanian is mashma, it's only if they start doing malacha on Shabbos with this thing, is it a problem. If they start using it Erev Shabbos, then it's nicker that you rented it for Erev Shabbos, not for Shabbos. So it's basically this issue, that anytime you rent someone to do something on Shabbos, a goy, to do something on Shabbos, that you're not supposed to do that. But you could rent it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, that's fine. And even though it doesn't start working until Shabbos, that's fine, because it doesn't look like you rented it to him for Shabbos. Another halacha. Eimah shalchin egeres b'yad nochri b'erev Shabbos. You can't send a letter with a goy at Erev Shabbos. But the alvahe is mutter. And we are talking about over here, you're not telling the goy to deliver it on Shabbos. You're giving a letter to a goy to deliver it anytime he wants. You shouldn't give it to Erev Shabbos, because it looks like I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. But on Wednesday and Thursday, it's fine. No more, we'll elaborate on letters in a second. But here it's saying that you can't send a geris on Erev Shabbos with Dalvehez Mutter. Omro Allah Arab Yesi HaKoyin, Va'ami Lo Arab Yesi HaChosid, Shloy Nimtzak Sav Yodoy V'yad Nochrim Oilom. That he never had one of his letters V'yad HaGoy any time, because he was scared they might be carrying it on Shabbos, and someone was going to see it and say, hey, so he sent you to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, he never gave a letter to a goy, even on a Tuesday, because he was scared that they would walk it, carry it on Shabbos, and people will think that it was his mice that he sent this goy on Shabbos to deliver the letter. You can't send a letter with a goy on Erev Shabbos. So here with Mr. Bryce is saying there is a way you could send it Erev Shabbos. You know how? If you were Kotzloy Domin, it means he was a Kablan. It means you set a price, UPS. You send something on Friday, UPS, it's $12, and it's always $12. So the guy has nothing to gain for delivering on Shabbos, delivering a different time. He's only doing it for his Dait Nafshay. He's bringing it on Shabbos because he wants to do it. It's his own, he's getting his $12, and he wants to do it on Shabbos. That's what he wants to do. Therefore, if you Kotzloy Domin, and I guess everyone knows that he's Kotzloy Domin, therefore, it's clear that he's a kablin, and halacha is a kablin, a person who gets a set price for something, doesn't get paid per hour. He's not considered your shliach. He's considered as doing his own thing, and it's called daita d'nafshei, and it's mutter. No, he has to be able to reach his house. It's a parah marazayin. He has to be able to reach the house that he's sending it to before Shabbos. Vesil oimrim k'deshigil lebeis samal choyma. Vesil says that you have to be able to reach the bayis hasamach chema. Right, the kasha. What do you mean? V'aloi katzatz. Just said, if you're katzatz, everything is good. Why do you have to be able to reach the house that's closest to the wall? He's more makel and meshama. He says, I don't have to reach to your house. As long as you reach to that city, the closest house in that city, that's enough. But the question is, aloi katzatz. And by katzatz, we said, there's no problem sending a letter. Let's read the price of him. If he didn't make him set price, he didn't make him into a kablin, and he's just working for you, you're going to pay him per hour. And loy kotzatz, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Achi Yigia LeBeisan. Beis Shammai says that if he's not, kotzatz means no set price, he wants to get paid, he's working for you to get paid, he has no exact price. So Beis Shammai says, then it's Osir. And you have to make sure he reaches Erev Shabbos, reaches his house Erev Shabbos. Beisil holds by loy katzatz agrees to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai even argues on katzatz. Rashi speaks out, but Beisil agrees to Beis Shammai by loy katzatz. Then you have to be able to bring the letter Erev Shabbos to the nearest house in the city. So it sounds like Beisil says that they could bring it. V'amet reisha, they could bring it as long as they reach to the house. V'amet reisha mishalchen. Maisa, the Rashi says Eimushalchem elam kein katzatz. And it's mashma that you can't mashalach at all elam kein katzatz. And here it's mashma, I could send it as long as it reaches the house of Samach L'chaimo. And for the Gemara, loy kasha, hodu kviya beidoya b'masa, hodu kviya beidoya b'masa. If the guy who's accepting the letter is in the city that he's supposed to be, so then, you could, Firei Sila is maskim, that, and Beishameh also holds that it's good if they can reach his house, or Firei Sila, if he can reach the house in the city, the closest house in the city, because maybe that's his house. But if the person is not found in the city, we're worried, he's going to go to that city, and he's not going to be there, so he's going to go to another place, or on Shabbos, doing it for you, and therefore, because talking about like Katzatz over here, therefore, it will be a problem. It will be a problem. So it comes out from this Gemara, this little Torah Ban, there's three different cases. If the Meshaleach did not set a price with the guy, and the guy who is getting the letter, the Sarair, the Shulton Ear is getting the letter, is not in his city, you can't send a letter to the guy Erev Shabbos Bechlal. Not at all. If the Meshaleach was set a price, so then it's mutter for Bezal to send an Achri, even close to Shabbos, because he's doing it a Dait Nafshei. And if you didn't set a price, and the Shultain is in the ear, in the city, then it's Mechagas Beishameh and Bezal. And Be'etzem, in Shulchan Aruch, maybe that there's another case. The case we have before, the Eimah Shalchem Erev Shabbos, Badal Vehei Yoladu. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem Zayin, the Ramah brings down the Yesh, Matir mafil loy katzatz, mafil loy kviya beidar b'masa. Means no katzatz, no. In mishalch b'yom chamishi, akoydul l'chein. If you send it on Thursday, you didn't tell him to bring it on Shabbos, then it might be mutter legamri l'kuli alma in every way. That's what the Ramah says, and that's what the Braisa before sounds like. The steamers have Braisa before. It says, in mishalch b'geras yarochi erev Shabbos, alvei mutter. It sounds like, in any case. So the Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanan, Eima Fligim Esfina Pachas Megimel Yomin. You're not allowed to go out in a Sfina, you know, on a big trip. You have to leave 3 days before Shabbos. You're not allowed to leave less than 3 days before Shabbos. Pachas Megimel Kayim Shabbos. What's the Pshat? So the truth of Pshat, and we'll say it very Chananel's Pshat, because it's Oynik Shabbos. That there's no, that someone gets on a ship, he's seasick. He needs 3 days to acclimate himself. So if he leaves within 3 days of Shabbos, he's not going to feel well for Shabbos, he's not going to have Oynik Shabbos. But if he leaves before that, he already acclimates himself, and he'll have Oynik Shabbos. Medvarim will dvar shus. They now let him leave within 3 days. Al dvar mitzvah, Shabbat dami. If you go on dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter to set sail even within 3 days. The mechaber, the retur Reish Memches brings that for a minute of time. What's called dvar mitzvah? He says, dvar mitzvah is even called visiting a friend or even going for business. Making parnasa is a mitzvah. He says the only thing we're calling lafuge, what's called varashus, a vacation. You can't leave on a cruise ship within 3 days before Shabbos on a cruise because that's vacation, that's varashus. What's the lamdus that dvar mitzvah is mutter? Because since we said the whole problem is oinik Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, so oisik mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. So the Gemara, let the brides a little further. You have to tell the captain, he shouldn't drive on Shabbos. Shouldn't, you know, drive his ship on Shabbos. He has to stop. And, you know, Ve'ina Shavis is still enough, but you have to do your thing. You have to tell him to stop. Divri Rabbi. You don't have to do that. Because he's really, he's running the ship for all the other goyim on the ship. Which is very close. He even let him leave Erev Shabbos, because there's no problem Oynik Shabbos, because such a short trip, it's not a problem. You don't set siege on a city of Goyim 3 days before Shabbos, also because you're very nervous the first 3 days of a siege and it won't have Oynik Shabbos. But if you started the siege, then you don't have to stop. Pashas, it means the same thing, because it's not what it means, v'meschilu, what exactly that means. Either it means, even if it means yeschilu be'isser, that you start with 30 days, you still you don't have to stop. Even though you did the wrong thing, you don't have to stop. V'chenei shayim ha'imeh, ar ridata filo b'shabbos. Shami sedashin is from a pasuk. It says when they're setting siege on a city, Kisatsu our ear al ear Yom Rabim Lochim Aleha Latafsa, it says that until they, until you capture it. So it means a fill of Veshavis. Until you capture it, even Veshavis, you can stay there with the siege. The Mishnah said, Rashim Mil was noyig that he didn't give anything, any white clothing into the cleaners within three days before. What's a pshat? It takes 3 days to clean white clothing, and therefore he didn't want to be over. He held like b'shamay that they didn't want him to do any malacha for you on Shabbos. Tanya Amar Rav Tzada Kachay Minhag Minhag Shem Rav Beis Rav Gamliel Shenoistim Kli Leben Shenoistim Kli Lavan LeKayvis used to give the white clothing LeKayvis Shloishu Yomim Kaidim Shabbos 3 days before Shabbos. Utsvuim, but colored clothing, afilu be'erev Shabbos. He gave it in Erev Shabbos because it was time to do colored clothing, even Erev Shabbos. From here we learn that white clothing are harder to clean than tzvuim, because it takes 3 days to clean white clothing, and colored clothing doesn't take 3 days. And we'll see what the nafkamin is in a second. Abaye gave a piece of colored clothing to the cleaners. Amalei, kamavoyis loy, how much are you charging? Amalei kedechivra, like a white one. Amalei, kakadmuk rabbanon, the one right towards the price said, no, that it's much harder to clean white ones than the colored ones. You can't charge me the same price. That's how you know. And therefore, that's what we learn with the Reyam Lamanu. Amma Abaya, haiman yov mono lakatra, whenever you give clothing, it's a time, whenever you give clothing to a katra, to cleaners, but mishkin is like, you know, measure it with a ruler. It's Mishka actually means a string, but you measure the clothing before you give it and when you get it back. Mishka Neshkumanein. So you take it back, you measure it. Why do you measure it? The Tvei, because when it comes back, it gets, if it's longer, after day, it means he ruined it. The Matche, stretched it out. The Basir, if it's shorter, you get it back, it means after day, he also ruined it. The Kavtse, he shrunk it. So therefore, it's always a good idea to measure the clothing before you give it in to see if the person causes you a Hefzid.